Oliver Papunge, Darren Wolfram's racing season didn't get off to the start he wanted, crashing out of his inaugural race, holding down the lead with four laps to go. He's been making up for lost time ever since. For the second time this summer, the Thunder Bay driver cruised to a street stock feature title, taking top spot on Wednesday night at the Thunder City Speedway. "It was great," the 37-year-old said. "I started a little ways back, but the track's a lot better tonight. It's been better every week we've been out here. The car was hooking up and I just found a hole and made my way up and kept going and got the checkered flag." The race was marred by several caution flags, including one that cost early race leader Colt Germain top spot, his number 07 car crashing into the wall the back stretch of the Oliver Papunge track. "It was a lot of stop and go," Wolfram said. "It's difficult. You want to keep the car going. It's kind of frustrating to get those cautions, but it's part of racing and you just hope to get a good jump on the restarts," he said. Wolfram edged Thunder Bay Stephen Pillow and Rosslyn's Kyle Bolt, who took second and third place, respectively. In the Hornets division, Thunder Bay's Trevor Lane took the checkered flag, finishing ahead of Tyson Bona and Dryden's Jake Mazur, while Cole Chernoski was the fastest driver in the Wasota Super Stocks division. It was a double win for Chernoski, who also captured the Wasota Midwest Modified race, edging out Murillo's Tanner Ulakovic and Thunder Bay's David Simpson. In the final race of the night, the A-Mod feature, was won by Colin Chostchuk, with John Topozini taking second and Superior, Wisca's Jack Revord coming in third.